And he said he got it on the ground and he was to call it.
Huh. And what kind of house did you say that was?
They called it the old Handed House.
Uh-huh. How old for that money?
Huh? Still goes that way. There's a big old log house that's built about three rooms in it, you know, huge logs and put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know whether there's any hands there. I don't believe it myself. I believe it's somebody, you know.
Yeah.
My uncle one time, him and a bunch of boys went up there hunting, you know. They was going up there and see that hand, you know, they heard too much about it. And they went up there, they got a 5 gallon liquor and went up there and they all got drunk. And they didn't wake up enough to see the hand.
That way they wouldn't stay in the house.
They had nerve when they made that liquor so they could
see
it.
Yeah. Well, if you were particularly pleased to see someone, what would you say to him?
I'd say...
Nice to see you, I was. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, or good to see you. Glad you come see me.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make them happy, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a boy, did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
I did all the time. I had to.
That was considered normal, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Say yes, sir. And the women, I'd say no more. And they trained us that way. And my daddy wouldn't let me talk.
Mm-hmm.
Say you come, and you and him were talking, I wasn't allowed to say anything.
Hmm.
Cause y'all got through.
I wish I could do that with my children.
Well, I don't know. My daddy wasn't a mean man. He didn't punish me.
Well, some children seem to train them.
You know, I could just look up if I happened to ask a question or something or other, something I want to know. He'd just give me a kind of go away look, you know, and I know that I better go play.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say in the morning to an old friend if you happened to meet him?
Mm-hmm. I'd say good morning.
Mm-hmm.
How are you today?
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned good morning. Until what time would you say that?
Well, if it's in the morning, if it's in the morning, it's for me. And if it's afternoon, it's a good evening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling, or how are you getting along,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Word that you'd say with him.
Yeah.
Just passing.
Uh-huh. And how long would you say good evening, until when?
Oh, about...
Night.
About night.
Mm-hmm. That is,
From noon till night, it'll be in the morning till 12.
Mm-hmm. And if someone introduces you to someone and says, Mr. I'd like you to meet Mr. Jones,
mm-hmm.
what would you say?
You know, I'd say, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Jones. Would that be a proper way of saying it?
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. Well, I was just wondering what you said.
I just...
I'm not here to criticize what you say.
No, you're educated. I want you to learn this.
Well, I do things wrong.
I know you do, probably. He's
well, you know, the Bible says none perfect on that
one. Yeah.
But God.
And that woman is here, that woman is sitting over there this morning, said, I just love to know what that man's religion is. What kind of church is it?
Don't just ask
you. Episcopalian.
Presbyterian.
Episcopalian. Actually, I was baptized a Methodist. But I've been going to...
Yeah, Presbyterian here.
Yeah. I don't think you have an Episcopalian church here.
No, I don't think you do. I have no idea. I don't know what happened to her girl or I. She thought maybe you was Catholic.
No.
No.
No. No, I've been to most all of them.
You know,
I'm not a member of the Episcopalian church. Actually, I'm not a member of any church.
Well, that's what I told her when I said, now I don't know.